Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We now interrupt regular programming to bring you this special sports broadcast. Buildings by Design brings you the Preps Football Game of the Week on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Braselton Field on the DCA campus, Day Spring Christian Academy here in Greeley. It is eight-man football being highlighted today on Preps Radio. The Sedgwick County Cougars roll in to Greeley to take on the Day Spring Christian Eagles today. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us today for a little eight-man football. The number 11 seeded in the consensus RPI Day Spring Christian Eagles. So Benny Fusco's team is going to the playoffs. It's just a matter now of where are you going to land, who are you going to get. They're going to be on the road. We know that almost for certain. That they can't jump three or four spots here on closing day of the regular season, but we'll see what they do. Dayspring 4-4, they're 1-3 in conference play. But I tell you what, you've got Zach Freeman who may not come back. Of course, Zach went down with a concussion. Jackson Martin, who was out with a collarbone injury, he may be back for week two, it sounds like. So very interesting to look at what they've got coming back. But, boy, you take out Zach Freeman off this club, too. That's a big contributor for everything that the DCA Eagles do. So tough. It's next man up. That's what it is. Peyton Coleman, the sophomore quarterback, Elijah Fusco, the junior running back, and then the Kales, Caleb and Ezra. They're just talking to their mom down the road right here. Uncle John's going to be trying to hook up out of state and listen to the ball game today, so good stuff for the Kale family. But I tell you what, man, I walked out here today, saw Jackson Stewart. This guy's a monster, 6'6". They got him 215 in the program. I think he's bigger than that, but boy, oh boy, he is a man among boys down there. He is a big kid, Jackson Stewart, with 14 catches on the year and 5 for touchdowns this year from the quarterbacks. Peyton Coleman, the sophomore, is going to start a quarterback today, it sounds like. That's what we were told, and we'll see if that rings true. You know, there always can be game day and game time changes, but Coleman's yet to throw a pass this year, so the sophomore may be getting his first start here. Has 7 carries for 48 yards, 3 catches on the outside, receiving the ball for 36 yards, and we'll see exactly what that looks like. Sedgwick County is not the Sedgwick County of your grandfather's day or even your father's day or your brother's day. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that Sedgwick was winning, yes, 5 state championships in a row. The team is 2-6 on the season so far, 1-3 in league play. They're a 17 RPI, so they really probably do need a win today. Maybe they move up a point because they're playing the 11 RPI today and they get into the round of 16 into the playoffs. But we'll see exactly what that looks like. If Sedgwick wins today, I think they move in to a playoff spot. So for the Cougars, Chris Michael in his ninth year coaching this team, they have probably a playoff mentality on their mind here today. The Eagles should do that too. They're the 11 seed, but likely either way to get in. We'll do this. We'll come back in a moment and get to our keys to the game, players to watch, presented by SOAR. We'll take this time out. It's brought to you, of course, by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here to Day Spring Christian Academy High School today here in Greeley. Beautiful day. What a gorgeous, gorgeous day. Braselton Field, home of the Eagles today as they take on Sedgwick County. As we get it, I'll be on my own today, so you're going to get sick of me for the next 3 hours, but that's what you get. Day Spring Christian, as we said, 4-4, number 11 in the consensus RPI, and Sedgwick 2-6. And they are 17 on the outside looking in, at least as of the last 24 hours. Our game of the week brought to you by Buildings by Design, full-service general contractor, construction manager. Whether your project is a small ag project or a multi-million-dollar commercial project, Buildings by Design can lead you through the process from inception to completion. More online at buildingsbydesign.com. More now of the Martin Marietta pregame show as we get set for this DCA game today. Senior day out here right now. They're running through the, and there's Ezra Kale, one of the seniors, going out now on the field with his parents.
Next, Jack Kuechner, number 14.
We'll see the rest of the seniors come out for Day Spring Christian. Let's get to our players to watch and keys to the game presented by SOAR, stand for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen, a training program focused on helping athletes reach new levels of performance, rise above the competition, improve in speed, agility, strength, power, and reaction. Simply look up SOAR Athlete on Facebook. For the Eagles, well, interested to see if threw Peyton Coleman in there, the sophomore who's going to play, I think, we hear he's going to play quarterback today. And we will see. The sophomore has not taken a snap as quarterback this year, and maybe that's where he was slated to go as a junior and senior, but he'll jump in early, the sophomore here at quarterback. Elijah Fusco, look at Elijah. Last week, 26 carries, 246 yards, and two touchdowns. Can he go get another couple hundred yards today? I mean, that would be huge, stepping up. Of course, Zach Freeman, who was so integral for the Eagles offensively and defensively, but especially the offensive side, he is out. Got a concussion, not likely to come back this year, but talking to him this morning, said maybe. If they go to state and get that later, maybe the semifinals, he can get in there. But we'll see. We'll see exactly where that goes. And I would look at the Kales too. Caleb Kale, the junior, 295 yards on the ground this year, almost 7 yards a carry and four touchdowns. Like him more as a receiver out of the backfield too, though. Leading receiver on the club, 22 catches, 248 yards and four touchdowns for Caleb Kale, the junior. His older brother, Ezra, will be on the outside. 15 catches for Ezra so far this year, 153 yards and a touchdown. I'm going to bring a couple other guys into the mix, too. Jackson Stewart, who is, I said, a monster. They've got him listed 6'6", 215, but he is huge. 14 catches, 204 yards, and five big touchdowns this year for the Eagles. And Landon Bunnell, this is the guy. He's the tackle leader. He's the defensive stud for the Eagles. Bunnell, offensively, seven catches, 88 yards, and a touchdown. He's also rushed 11 times for 26 yards, so they can use him there if they need to. But his big thing, Landon Bunnell, the leading tackler on this Eagle team. For the Eagles, simply take care of business today. Go out and beat a team that you should. Sedgwick is not on their top of the it's not the best team they've had. They're 2-6. Face it, this is a program that was at the top level for so many years in a row. But as we know in high school sports, you have years where it's a little down and the cupboard's a little more bare. It is that way for Sedgwick right now. But we'll see. Take heed because they could be tough today. For the Sedgwick County Cougars, players to watch, Jackson Carlson, the sophomore quarterback. We don't have any stats on these guys. In fact, as I showed up today, I was like, I don't know who's going to quarterback, who's going to catch the ball, and who's going to run with it. And so as an announcer, I should probably go talk to the coaches and figure out it's a secret over there in Sedgwick. But did find out the sophomore Jackson Carlson. This is a young team, too. Jackson Carlson, the quarterback. Logan Edson, who's one of the few seniors on the club, will be a running back for the club. Look at Caden Harris, a junior out there. And then Kevin Lopez on the outside, a senior, receiving the football for Sedgwick County. Could be interesting. Sedgwick's 2-6. 1-3 in conference, and number 17 in the consensus RPI. All right, it says we're about, what, can I read that? It says we're about 4 minutes away from the kickoff, but with Senior Day going on and all these announcements, my guess is we're going to run past the 1 o'clock hour before we get to the opening kickoff. It's actually 14 minutes on that clock. This is going to be interesting today because the sun is out, and when it hits the scoreboard at Braselton Field, you can't see a thing up there. So very, very interesting today. We'll be guessing the time, the score. We've already guessing the Sedgwick County players, so it'll be a guessing game today. We'll come back in a moment. More of the Martin Marietta pregame show right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back here to Braselton Field, Day Spring Christian High School. We may get going early today. What are we at right now? About 7 minutes before 1 o'clock, but the captains have met. We've had the anthem. I think we're going to kick this thing off earlier today. How about that? How about a game going before it's supposed to? Day Spring Christian and Sedgwick County today will battle this thing. They're going to announce the starting lineup, so maybe as this thing gets going, we'll get near 1 o'clock here. But this should be interesting. Let's get to the scoreboard if you guys did not hear it.
Number 10 at linebacker, Logan.
Get the weekend finals for you. Thursday, if you missed those scores, Eden Reds beat the Academy 25-13. Reds let that one 18-0 at half. So the Reds right now sitting the number three in the RPI. Wellington and Bennett, 58-14. Bennett gets the victory there. They were the 17 RPI seed. Brush 142-6 over Denver West on Thursday. They're the 19 seed. Erie beat Greeley West 44-6. And Loveland also 4A, number four in the consensus RPI. Loveland 47-0 over Longmont, who's trying to hang in. Remember, 4A and 5A, you get
number
24 teams this year. First eight teams will get buys in them.
Elijah Martin.
Fairview and Rocky Mountain 5A on Thursday. It was 24-7 Fairview. They are the winners of what used to be called the Front Range League, and now is league number six or eight or four or whatever Chassa has named. Highland and Manuel last night. Played, and boy, what a wild football game. Manuel wins at 36-34, coming from behind in the last minutes to beat Zach Sampson and Highland Huskies. So the Huskies finish the season as the 24 RPI. They will miss the playoffs. Two-way games last night. Platte Valley, our game out in Kersey, 46-6. Broncos won it with a mercy rule. And the season is the number 23 RPI. They won 46-6, but they dropped an RPI point because the team they took on was Prospect Ridge Academy, who was number 40 out of 41 2A teams. And a big upset last night. Number one Classical Academy loses to number seven Elizabeth by a final of 15-14. So Elizabeth moves up to the six hole. Classical Academy drops to the two. So in 2A, right now, Delta sits number one, TCA number two, and Eaton is number three. Fort Lupton and Faith Christian last night, 34-21 Fort Lupton. D'Evelyn got the win 33-0 over Valley, so they win their conference, same conference that Platte Valley was in this year. And University 42-8 over Sterling. Those were your 2A games. We're getting set for the kickoff. Before we do that, 10 seconds for our stations to identify themselves here on Preps Radio.
103.1 FM, K276 GU, and 1310 AM KFKA. Greeley.
Opening kickoff, and here they come. DCA down the right-hand sideline and tiptoeing out of bounds here. For the Eagles is number 19, Ezra Kale, the senior, who takes the football on the return all the way back out. Where are they going to mark this thing? At about the 28-yard line. So they'll start there. Day Spring Christian, 4-4, 1-3 in league play. They're going to the playoffs. Could they get to the top eight? Not likely. They're sitting number 11 in the consensus RPI. And as we said, not going to get any help from Sedgwick's rating this year. First down. Coleman on first down, going to pitch it out left-hand side with a football. Caleb Kale takes it to about the 30. Maybe he gets a couple on first down. See where they mark it here. Knee down at the 29. Give him one. It's going to be second down at nine here.
Fusco on the run off the left side.
So that way, take it back. That was Elijah Fusco. Fusco, 246 yards last week. 26 carries, a couple of touchdowns.
Buttenbach was the tackler for Sedgwick.
So Fusco's wearing 41 out there. Caleb Kale's wearing 11.
Just got back to the line of scrimmage. That'll bring up a second and 10.
Second down. They're going to call this no gain on first down. It's actually second and nine as they poke the stick ahead of the yards to gain there. Second down and nine. Coleman's going to go left with the football here and has yardage out to about the 34-yard line.
Peyton Coleman on the
gain of about five for Peyton on the play. It's going to be third down. They need the 39-yard line, so it'll be third, and we'll call it five here for the Eagles on first down.
He picks up what looks like to be about 3 yards.
Ben Fusco, the head coach for the Eagles, trying to get his team set for the playoffs here. Other scores last night, of course, we got to the 4A limit. 3As, I should say. Roosevelt and Thompson Valley last night, 42-12. Roosevelt takes care of business, continues to be the number one team in the state. Left-hand side for Fusco here, and he drives it out close. Well, no, he's going to be short. They got back maybe to the line of scrimmage. Sedgwick County bowing up defensively here early.
Caleb Kale.
So on about third and six,
nice blocking.
It is going to be well short. Fourth down and about six here.
Fourth and six.
Three plays for 4 yards there for DCA.
For Sedgwick was on the tackle.
Boy, I cannot read the scoreboard at all. snap back. Here's the kick. It is the way the sun shining really bright here today. Kick is going to be a punt that goes out of bounds at about the 36-yard line, and that's where Sedgwick County will start. We will step away. I think it says 8:56 to go first quarter. Not exactly sure. We'll come back in a moment right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. First down for the Central County Cougars, and Jackson Carlson with a shovel pass, and it goes incomplete at the 40-yard line, so it'll be second and 10. DaySpring Christian players thought they had a fumble recovery, but it was a shovel pass, so it is incomplete. Second down and 10 here for Chris Michel, M-I-C-H-E-L, in his ninth year at the school. They go up the middle here, nothing doing against this DaySpring Christian defense. Take it out to the 41-yard line.
Looks like about
Caden Herons is a junior. Doesn't have any stats for Sedgwick County. Nothing on the books. In fact, we had to get here and go over and talk to the coaching staff from Sedgwick just to find out who might even play today. Don't quite understand that, but here we are. All right, put the ball at the 41-yard line. Third down and 9 here for the Cougars. Send a man in motion here. Back to throw now as Carlson looks, dumps it over the middle. Pass is caught on the outside. Brady Molendor, the freshman, makes the grab. He's a big kid, and he rolls it inside the 45 and down to the DCA 42-yard line. That's a first down for Sedgwick County and our first down of the football game with 9:50 to play here in the first quarter. I said it was 8 and change before. I think I'm reading 9:52 up there on the board right now.
Where it'll be first and 10, Sedgwick.
First down and 10 for the Cougars. Carlson waits for the snap here. Two Cougars in the backfield with him. Snap, they moved early, no call here. And the handoff straight up the middle that time.
That was Brady Molander.
Molander took the handoff.
Up the middle, caught behind the line.
Nothing doing on first down, even a loss maybe on the play. Back to the 43-yard line.
Jackson Stewart,
he is a monster. He's a big kid. 6'6", 215, they say, but looks like he goes bigger. DCA's got some big kids on their team, there's no doubt. 43-yard line, call it second and 11 here for the Cougars. Five state championships in a row earlier in the decade. But I tell you what, 2-6 this year. Carlson takes the snap, give the handoff here. Caden Herons, the junior, goes inside the 40 to about, where are they going to mark it? The 36-yard line. So Herons gets about 7 there.
What looks like 5 yards.
They need the 33-yard line here, so call a third down at about 4.
On the 37-yard line.
PA announcer's very loud here, and his math's not great. They said that was a 7-yard gain. That was a 5-yard gain. That was a good 7 right there on second and 11, makes it third and 4 here. 37-yard line. Carlson waits for the snap, tries to get him to jump offside, gives the handoff left-hand side, spinning out of a tackle here. I think it's Molendor. It was, and they stopped him in the backfield. Good job defensively by the Eagles right there.
That was.
And it's going to bring up fourth down now.
Off the left side, tackle behind the line of scrimmage.
So fourth down, call it about 5 here for Sedgwick County.
Tackled by Logan Clark for the Eagles. That'll bring up a 4th and 6. Ball on the 38-yard line.
All right, fourth down coming here for Sedgwick. 38-yard line. Carlson's going to throw. Right-hand side pass is caught. Good catch. Molendor on the outside, inside the 30, inside the 20 in that Paul Dobenbarger shelter insurance red zone. And that's going to be a first down for Sedgwick County.
22, Brady Molander. Off the right side, good for the first down.
Tackled they call this League Taylor. 4 now.
Ball be placed on.
Got to give it to Chaz. A great job in coming up with the names for the different conferences this year. They went out and called them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Got together, probably had a nice 4-hour meeting to get those names. First down here at the 18-yard line. There's the give, right-hand side, and it is Herons. He is stopped right away defensively. Nice job for the DaySpring Christian Eagles. Caleb Kale
Herons off the right side
come out to make the stop.
Tackled by Gatlin gun for the Eagles.
So put the football down at the 18-yard line.
So it'll be second and 10.
Second down and 10 coming up now for the Eagles. Boy, this league is terrific, though. Haxton, the Bulldogs sit at number one, of course, the defending champion. Akron's 5, Marino's 9, Sedgwick County 17, Day Springs 11. Here's a play off the left-hand side, not Aiden much Aaron's there again.
The Aaron's on the carry. Game.
So needing about the four-yard line here. It's third down and 9 coming up for Sedgwick in two-down territory. I don't think they'll kick. I asked some of the coaches who their kicker was, and they said, we don't have one. So you got that.
Ball on the 17-yard line.
6.5 to go first quarter, we think. Here's Carlson on third down, rolling out, looking. He's going to carry the football. Knocked out of bounds where? Have to see where they mark this ball. Down around the 13.
Jackson Carlson on the keeper off. Up 2 or 3 yards when Landon Bonnell takes him down.
Bonnell made the tackle
He'll
on the play.
Bring up a fourth and six.
So fourth down coming up. Fourth and 5, maybe 6 yards here from the. What do they need? They need the. Yeah, I was wrong on that. They need like the 8-yard line for a first down. All right, big play for Sedgwick here. Was halfway through the first quarter. Snap back. Carlson's going to throw down the middle. Pass is incomplete. Nice job defensively that time again for DCA. Caleb Kale, the junior, was there to knock it away. And the Eagles will take over on downs right here.
Turn the ball over on downs.
Chance for us to thank one of our great sponsors. That's AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. Simply putting the care back into car care. Got you covered in Fort Collins and in Loveland as well. 40 years, Don Scott made that the number one store in the region, and now they're doing the same thing in Loveland. Right across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, AMCO Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. All right, Eagles take over, second time with a football. Hand off up the middle here, spinning out of a tackle, and I think it's, on the carry that time for Dayspring Christian. That's a 25. Logan Clark?
Logan Clark off
the It is.
The
Clark on the carry there.
A nice gain of about 6
I don't even have
yards.
Him on my radar here. Gets out to about the 20-yard line. They need the 24 for a first down. So 6 yards. It'll be second down and 4 coming up for Dayspring Christian. Looking forward to having Daniel Allemann come out and spend the day with me here on the radio with us calling football, but he got stung by a bee today. So apparently he has blown up like
Fusco on the carry.
Who was the one in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Was it Veruca Salt that blew up all purple? Daniel kind of did that, so he won't be with us today.
For Sedgwick.
Carry to the 23-yard line. It's going to be third down and a yard here for
the
Dayspring Christian Eagles. No score in the ballgame. Just over 5 minutes to go first quarter. Coleman takes the handoff, gives it in the backfield. He'll take the football, and behind that offensive line, they've got a first down out to the 26-yard line.
Great second effort by
Elijah Fusco. Eli, 832 yards coming in, 7.2 yards a carry, and 6 touchdowns.
It'll be first and 10.
Last week he was enormous, 26 carries, 246 yards, and 2 scores for Fusco.
By T.J. Leckman for Sedgwick.
All right, put the football down at the 28-yard line. Swing it out left-hand side. That pass is caught.
Pass completed off the left side to Logan Clark.
Clark with the catch. The sophomore jumping in, getting a couple of plays here.
Looks like about 7 yards.
Catch made out to about the 35-yard line.
4-yard line.
Need the 38, so gain of 7. It'll be second and 3 coming up here for DCA.
Tackled by Jackson.
Eagles the 11, number 11 in the consensus RPI. Probably not a likelihood they could jump into the top 8 and host the opening round. Be on the road here. Here's Fusco, left-hand side. Got room to run now. Take it back, 25 again. That's Logan Clark again. The sophomore has got 3 touches out of the last 4 plays, and the sophomore drives it out to the 48-yard line. That's a first down. Eagles on the move here in the first quarter.
Brady Molendor for Sedgwick. but not before the first down. Ball's on the 48-yard line where it's first and 10, Dayspring.
First down. This PA announcer is more like a play-by-play guy. Here's Coleman, left-hand side, and a pink flag comes in. It's the first pink flag we've seen this year. I think it means just what the yellow flag does. It is holding.
Peyton Coleman off the left side, but there's a flag on the play.
Coleman carried it himself, but a holding call is going to drive this one back for Dayspring Christian.
After the holding call,
Eagles stopped a three-game losing streak of the win last week against Caliche. Beat him 60-20. Put up a big 6-0. That was a good bounce back for Dayspring, too. They'd been beaten up by the number one team in the state, Haxton, 54-12 the week before. Some of the losses this year, though, for Ben Fusco's team, they've really battled. Sanford an opening week, 34-20 game. Then Marino a 16-point loss, and Akron just a 6-point loss. Throw downfield, that's going to be caught. Good play, outside catch going to be made here. Landon Bunnell, the senior, the big senior, up to make the grab and drive it down to the 46-yard line here of Sedgwick County. That's a gain of 15 and a first down here for the Eagles.
That'll bring up a second down.
They're just short, I guess, with the penalty. Did not get the first down, so second and about four here. Coleman sends a man in motion, going to throw the football here. Dinks it out, left-hand side, incomplete. Tried to get it outside to Elijah Martin.
Pass intended for Ezra Kale goes incomplete.
I saw 13, not 11 there, but he said Ezra Kale is 19. It's going to be third down and about five here for DCA. Benny Fusco out on the field, giving his team a little bit of instruction here. 2:40 to play here in the quarter. No score. Man in motion is Ezra Kale. They'll give the handoff left-hand side for Fusco. It is Elijah who takes it down to the 44-yard line of Sedgwick. They need the 42 for a first down, but there's a flag down as well.
But there's a flag on the play.
So we'll see about the penalty here. Tune in to Clark and the Coach Monday, and we'll start talking about playoff broadcast and all that stuff coming up right here. Still waiting on the call from the referees here. It is still Saturday, but we'll figure it out right here if they're going to call it or not. And here it is. Two men in motion, illegal shift. Going to go against DCA right here. So it'll bring up fourth down.
Penalty was declined.
Fourth and three. So they'd rather have him take a shot at fourth and three, I guess, than a third and eight.
44-yard line.
2:30 to play here in the quarter. No score. Dayspring Christian and Sedgwick County final game of the regular season. We'll get the brackets tomorrow in Chassa, so look for those. See where the Eagles are going to go play. Everybody else, too. Eight-man all the way up to 5A tomorrow. Fourth down and three. Peyton Coleman left side says, I'm going to keep it. Stumbles, gets the first down. Nice second effort that time by the sophomore, Peyton Coleman.
Nice blocking and nice second effort on the run. Good for the first down.
Into the 38-yard line. That's a first down here for the Eagles.
Ball will be placed on the 39-yard line.
As we dip under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Yeah, as I was saying, join us. Clark and the Coach, 10 o'clock on Monday. We'll start to go through the brackets. Six-man, eight-man, 1A, 2A brackets will be out tomorrow. 3A, 4A, and 5A. One more week to go for them. All right, first down in Sedgwick County territory. Peyton Coleman drops the snap, has to pick it back up, and then just moves forward here in a broken play.
Up the middle on a broken play.
It'll be a gain of a yard. It'll be second down and nine coming up here for the Eagles.
That was Caden Herons for Sedgwick on the tackle.
Halftime, we'll get your Journey Homes halftime show. There are Saturday games today. We can give those to you coming up here. Here's the give, right-hand side, cutting it back outside. This is Ezra Kale. And takes the football, Kale does, down to about the 32-yard line. That's
that
a gain of six.
Ezra Kale off the right side with some nice blocking, good second effort on that.
Other
block.
Games in the area today.
Good for
Berthoud, well, not in the area. Berthoud area team, but they're on the other side of the planet. They're at Steamboat Springs. That's a cost-effective trip, isn't it? What about for Steamboat Springs? Every other week they got to go to the Western Slope. They got to go to the east side of the state. Thought high school sports was trying to save money. Fort Morgan and Northfield, they go today as well. Both of those teams in 3A looking to try to move up. Fort Morgan, the defending champions, the 24 RPI. Here's Coleman up the middle, spins out of a tackle and goes inside the 30, down to the 29-yard line, just short of the first down. Well, no, he might have gotten it. Let's see. No, it's fourth down. Fourth and about a yard coming up for the Eagles here.
Tackled by Logan Edson.
And we are going to be done with our first quarter, it looks like.
Looks like
one quarter in the books here at DCA. It is no score. Sedgwick County and Day Spring Christian. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Fourth down a yard here, and Peyton Coleman takes it up the middle and has a first down. He needed one. He got a couple. Move it down to the 27-yard line, and that's a first down. We were talking about Clark and the coach Monday at 10. Jump in with us, and we'll, as we said, we'll start talking about where the possible broadcast will be next weekend. I was talking to Jeff Fulton, the Fossil Ridge Sabercats coach today. Yeah, on Preps Rewind this morning after a big win. They won 38-6 yesterday in Fort Collins last night in Fort Collins against Pooter. Pooter 7-2. Fossil was 7-2, and Fossil just beat them up. Hand up the middle, nothing doing that time for Logan Clark. Be second down here coming up for DCA, but talking to Jeff, he thought they'd probably get their opening playoff game Friday night, so that would be one we'd love to carry.
That'll bring out second and 11.
Second down, 11, call at the 28-yard line here of Sedgwick County, no score. 10 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first half. Brazelton Field, Day Spring Christian High School. Coleman, once the football gets it, goes right-hand side. Pass is going to be caught on the outside. And that's a gain into about, short gain, into about the 26. Logan Clark again with the catch. Well, they're using him a bunch today.
Short gain. They'll bring up third and 8.
Third down, they need the 17 for a first down. Sitting at the 25-yard line right now, just outside of the Paul Dovenbarger Shelter Insurance red zone. Paul's the quarterback coach here at DCA. Coleman's going to throw left-hand side. He wanted Jackson Stewart, incomplete.
Pass intended for Bunnell, excuse me. Pass intended for 43, Jackson Stewart off the left side.
So it's going to bring up a fourth down now for DCA.
Brings up a fourth down, fourth and 8, Day Spring.
Yeah, no choice here for Benny Fusco's team but to go for it. No man's land. Neither one of these teams are going to kick a bunch, I don't think. Talked to the Sedgwick coaches today, and I said, who's your kicker? And they said, what? So, yeah, they don't have a kicker. All right, back to throw here is Coleman on fourth down, and he's in trouble, and down he goes. Sack time back at about the 30-yard line, and Sedgwick is going to have the football on downs here. We'll step aside for a second. No score in the ballgame. Day Spring Christian in Sedgwick County. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Mark Johnson with you back in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth flying solo today. Where are they at? The 30-yard line. So second down and about 9.5 here for Sedgwick. Turn and they give the hand up the middle that time, and once again, Day Spring Christian is right there defensively. 75. That's AJ Sousa, the freshman who got in there and made the tackle.
Gain of what looks like about 3.
And it will bring up a third down.
That puts the ball on the 33-yard line, or it'll be 3rd and 7.
Third down, 8. Need the 40-yard line for a first down here from the 32. Carlson, the quarterback, the snap is dropped. Here comes Jackson Stewart. Sack time for Jackson Stewart, the 6'6", 215-pound defensive end.
Carlson on the broken play, tackled behind the line of scrimmage by Jackson Stewart.
It'll bring up fourth down, and the Cougars are going to have to kick the ball away here. A game of punts and...
7-yard line.
Stoppages on fourth down so far. Fourth down, and Ezra Cale will jump back here from a safety spot all the way back to take the punt. Back at about his own 35-yard line. Snap from center. Here's the kick. It's away, and this is a shank off the side of the foot. Going to go out of bounds near midfield. We'll see where they walk this up to. Eagles are going to take over in Cougar territory here after they walk this one off. And they'll put it down at where? The 47-yard line. So the Eagles will go to work first and 10. Looks like 8 minutes and change left here in the first half. We're coming back in a moment. No score in the ballgame. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. First down for the Eagles, and they go 17 yards. Junior Caleb Kale off the right side for a DCA first down. Give it to Eli Fusco, and Fusco takes it to the 30. Gain of about three on that. It'll be second down and seven for the Eagles coming up here. 7.5 to play here in the first half. No score. Sedgwick County and Day Spring Christian.
And Brady Molander was on that.
Talking about the brackets coming out on Chassa tomorrow. Usually by early afternoon you'll see them. Chassa's been pulling some interesting stuff this year, so not I wouldn't put my put my clock to it tomorrow. But Fusco on the handoff here goes to the 32, so he maybe loses a yard there.
That was Elijah Fusco off the left side, tackled behind.
So third down. Defenses are absolutely ruling the game so far.
Aarons, excuse me.
Third down and about eight here.
That'll put the ball back to the 32-yard line, where it'll be third and nine.
Eagles this year, DCA has scored 20 points, 50 points, 56 points. Here's the give. Fusco in the backfield. No, Coleman kept it, and they didn't buy it, and they sack him back on the 35-yard line. We're talking about the offensive output for the Eagles. 20 on opening day against Sanford, then 50, 56. 20 against Hayden, or rather 26 against Hayden. 20 against Marino. 42 against Akron. Just 12 against Haxman. That's the number one team in the state, and then 60. And today, nothing against Sedgwick here halfway through the second quarter. So fourth and about 13 here for the Eagles. And we'll see if they are in a situation where they do not want to kick it away. Coleman's going to throw. Looks, goes down the right-hand side. Pass is going to be caught inside the 20-yard line. And that's a first down. Levi Van Eideken, the junior. Inside the, where is he at? Inside the 15 at about the 14-yard line. That's a first down. Inside the Paul Dobenbarger Shelter Insurance red zone. So first down for the Eagles here. Get that clock spinning with 5 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the first half. Good throw by Coleman. Terrific catch by Van Eideken. Payton's going to take the snap here, left-hand side, direct run, inside to about the 10.
Payton Coleman off the left side. For
give him four. Game. And it'll be second down and six now for the Eagles, trying to crack the scoreboard. Nobody able to get on the board yet, and we're inside 5 minutes to play here in the first half. All right, second down coming up here. Eagles, as we were talking about, 1-3 on the conference season. And now there's a penalty flag. I think there's an early start here for the Eagles. Going to cost them 5 yards. So instead of, this changes things a bunch. Let's see where they'll mark it back to. So instead of second and about 6 or 7 yards, it's going to be second and 12 coming up here. So Haxton. Going to be your conference champion. Akron and Marino will run second. 3-1 for each of them in conference play. Then Sedgwick and Dayspring at 1-3, and Caliche 0-4. All right, on second down, Coleman's going to throw it right-hand side. Pass is caught. Caleb Kale goes back to about the 10.
Caleb Kale off the right side for a nice gain.
They need, they're on the far side of the field, hard to see exactly what they need, but I think it's about the 4 for a first down. 3:55 to play here until halftime.
11-yard line.
Third down, call it 7.
6.
Can hear the PA announcer behind. We've not agreed on one down today. We didn't go to the same math class, apparently. 3:40 left. Third down, 7. Fake handoff to Fusco. Going to throw it down the middle. Incomplete. Tried to get the ball down the middle of the field that time, and it came incomplete. I believe that was
Elijah Martin.
It
was incomplete. Which will bring up
just a freshman.
Down.
I'm guessing another one of the Martins. Jacob Martin, a senior that graduated last year. Jackson Martin, who is on the club as well this year. There is a timeout on the field. 3.5 to play in the first half. No score. DCA trying to get in the end zone. We'll take a break. It's brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, fourth down for the Eagles. Here's a big fourth down from the 11 of Sedgwick. Fourth and about 7 here. Coleman's going to throw. Peyton looks. He's going to go left corner and overthrows him, incomplete. Now there was some contact in the end zone, but I don't see a flag anywhere. And what we have seen earlier today so far in the game is punts and stoppages on fourth down. We get another one here. So Sedgwick County has 90 yards in front of them. They'll go the other way here. With 3:25 left to play here in the first half and no score in the ballgame. Jackson Carlson, the sophomore quarterback, will come back out for the Cougars here. And on first down, they take it up the middle. Not much is there. From the 10 to about the 12, maybe the 13. And it'll be second down coming up here for the Cougars.
Brady Mullender on the run up the middle. Tackled by Cody Nestor.
It's a big game for Bertha today on the road at Steamboat Spring. 16 teams make it into the playoffs in 2A Bertha. Corey Tickner's team sits 15 right now in the RPI. That consensus RPI. Second down and about 7 or 8 before they get this off. There's a flag down. And this is going to go be an early start here, I think, for the Cougars.
Flag on the play.
Yeah, there's the false start from the referee. So mark him back another 5 yards.
That'll back up the ball 5 yards. There'll be second and 13.
All right, second down for the Eagles, or for the Cougars, I should say, backed up on their own back porch here, their own 8-yard line or so. Need the 21 for a first down, so call it second down 13. 2.5 to play here in the first half. Been defense all the way today so far. No score in the ballgame. Carlson set to go here from the shotgun back to throw. Looking right-hand side, that pass is well overthrown, incomplete. Tried to get it on the outside that time to Brady Molendor, incomplete.
Goes over his head and incomplete. That'll bring up third and 14.
So third down coming up. Third down 13 coming up here for the Cougars.
That was Brady Molendor, the intended receiver on that play.
Score here before halftime would be big for either team. We'll see if they can make that happen. No UNC football today. That's why we're able to get this 1 o'clock game on the air and give a little love to the 8-man today. All right, third down and a bunch here. Third and about 14 for Carlson. He'll give the handoff right-hand side. Room to run, but well short of the first down. And they'll take the football.
Yep.
On the carry, that was Logan Edson as a senior. And he gets about 6 or so, but they'll have to punt the football away. Out of the 15, Caleb Kale was over to make the stop here for DCA.
Fourth and 5. Ball on the 16. Fourth and 5.
Fourth down, nobody deep right now. That's interesting. Now Elijah Martin's going to drop deep, and this kick is going to go out of bounds as well. Another shanker. Robert Miller one of the assistant coaches. He did some work over at Greeley Central before he got to DCA, and he makes the catch on the sideline, right about the 40-yard line. So, with about a minute 28, I think it says up there, 88 seconds left in the first half, and Benny Fusco's team has a chance here to get down to the field and maybe break this scoreless deadlock. Halftime, we'll get our Journey Homes halftime show. Journey Homes, over 10,000 homes built along the Front Range. Northern Colorado's number one builder for all they do. Some great pictures and galleries on the website. Go to journeyhomes.com. Elijah Fusco, right side the 40, inside of the 35.
Elijah Fusco off the right side.
Knocked down inbounds there. Eagles, it looks like it says two timeouts up there for Benny Fusco's club.
Tackled by Jackson Carlson, but not before he gains
35-yard line, second down and about six here.
Second and five, base break.
Back to throw here. Carlson, or rather Coleman, wants to go downfield. Are they going to get interference? Did he make the catch? It is a catch inside the 10-yard line. Terrific catch. I think it's Landon Bonnell. It is. Oh, doctor, what a catch. He was interfered with and still came up with a football.
Ball will be placed on the 10-yard line. It'll be first and 10 this round.
So first and goal coming up here for the Eagles. Landon Bonnell, terrific catch. Bonnell came in, seven catches for 88 yards and a touchdown. Beautiful catch there. And the Eagles have a chance to get on the board before halftime. Where do they go? Left-hand side handoff. Trying to get in is Logan Clark. He got to the goal line or close to it. Where are they going to call him? Out of bounds at about the two. And a timeout taken by DCA. So knocking on the door, the Eagles trying to break a scoreless tie. 30 seconds left in the first half. See what Ben Fusco dials up. We'll come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank of Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFK. All right, welcome back here to Braselton Field. We've got about 30 seconds to play in the first half. The Eagles, in a scoreless game, have the ball second down and goal from the five. Peyton Coleman trying to get his team in the end zone and get a lead here at the break. Once the football takes it, gives the handoff left-hand side. It is Logan Clark. Can he get there to the end zone? He got to the one.
That was Logan Clark on the.
And now Ben Fusco uses his final timeout.
Great second effort.
I think actually they're going to call this about the two. They're on the far side of the field, so very hard to gauge exactly where they are.
Timeout, day spring.
Give us a chance to talk about some of our great sponsors right here. TBK Bank. When is a bank more than a bank? When it helps you with your financial goals and your community ones as well. When is a bank more than a bank? When it stands for you. TBK Bank, SSB member FDIC. They've got great locations around us, TBK Bank does. In Johnstown, Milliken, Evans, LaSalle, and Severance. Jump in there today and see what a difference a great experience and great customer service makes. Thank you. Thank you to Hector Olivas, the vice president of TBK Bank over there. Just a good friend of the show, good friend of the station, and tell you what, there's nobody in the banking industry that does it like TBK does. In supporting our schools and our student-athletes, it's all from TBK Bank. Here we go. 23 seconds left in the half. Coleman's going to throw here from the two. Right-hand side pass is caught. No, thought it was caught on the outside, and they say incomplete.
Ball throws in.
Caleb Kale, the junior, was arguing his point, but referees don't bite. And now you have fourth down. So fourth down, ball sits at about the two-yard line or so, maybe the three. And Sedgwick tries to bow up and keep it a scoreless game.
Goes incomplete. Fourth down.
It looks like 8 seconds left. They'll go up the middle. Here's the play to the goal line. Did he get in? Let's see. Touchdown, Dayspring Christian. With 2 seconds, I think it's two. It might be 12 seconds to go. As I said, can't read the scoreboard very well. Extra point coming now. Big score in the last few seconds of the first half for the Eagles. Don't think Benny's team can kick the extra point, so I think they'll go for two here. Fusco and Clark are the running backs in here with Coleman. They'll go for two, and then we'll have our kickoff. They go right-hand side. Clark, I don't think, is going to get there. Nope, they got him piled up. So it's a 6-0 Dayspring Christian lead with 12 seconds to go in the first half. We'll take a break. Come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Hi, this is Mark Larson with State Farm Insurance. Football is here, and I couldn't be more excited. I'm a proud graduate and supporter of UNC Athletics. The games, the student athletes, the coaches, the university, all of it. But what I love most is they represent our community. My team and I with State Farm are about community. We care about this area, and we'd love to help you with your insurance needs. Auto, homeowners, renters insurance are all lines we specialize in and would love to learn more about you. Call us at 356-8700. Go Bears, go community.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for Preps football, basketball, and baseball is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
All right, welcome back out here to Leeds as they score with 12 seconds to go in the half. And the kickoff is going to be out of bounds. This will be a penalty flag. Kick goes out at the 45-yard line, so they'll decline this penalty. They're not going to back it up to the 35. They'll take it right there, and they have a full 12 seconds. A couple of plays here for Sedgwick to try to do something that they haven't done in the first half, and that's get on the scoreboard. Journey Homes halftime show coming up, folks, so bear with us.
12.5 seconds on the clock for Sedgwick to take over.
Larry Buckendorf, Carl Tarango, two terrific guys out at Journey Homes running the show out there. Northern Colorado's number one builder. Over 10,000 homes along the Front Range when you're thinking about your dream home. Yep, there's one place to go. That is Journey Homes. For all they do, go to journeyhomes.com. Actually, going to tack on the penalty to the 50.
50-yard line, going to be first and 10, Sedgwick.
First down for the Cougars, down 6-0 in the ballgame. Carlson on a little pitch play, gets the ball out on the left-hand side. That's a nice tackle. Logan Edson, the senior, took the, we're going to call it a pass. And a timeout taken here by Sedgwick. 6 seconds to play in the first half. And Sedgwick uses a timeout here, so gives us a chance to talk about one of our great sponsors. That is A&W in Eaton, folks. That's right. Get hungry. 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., breakfast, lunch, and dinner out there. They're also doing great a bunch of hiring right now. If you're looking for a job, it's a great staff out there. Go down and talk to Shannon or Tammy. Hiring mornings and weekends. They're hiring an opener for kitchens, the kitchen staff on the weekends. Nights and night shifts and managers on night shifts as well. So get out there. Got the 2-for-12s going on right now. That's right, two combinations any day of the week. 2 for $12 or $2 off any combination on Thursday. They've got the new peach shake out there. That sounds good. And a nice warm day, so get on out there to A&W and Eaton to get that new peach shake. Also, pick up a collector mug while you're there. All that coming to you from my good friends at A&W and Eaton, just north of the downtown area on Highway 85 out there. All right, is this the last play of the half? Let's see. 6 seconds to go. 6-0 DCA. Carlson wants the football, back to throw now. Looking, he's going to go down the middle of the field, wide open, inside the 30. 25, still on his feet, down to the 19-yard line, but that should do it, and we're done with one half of football. And it leaves Sedgwick County on about the DCA 20 to end the first half. 6-0 Eagles at halftime. We'll come back with the Journey Homes halftime show in a moment right here on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
This is the Journey Homes Halftime Show on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to the Journey Homes Halftime Show out here at Dayspring Christian High School today. Pretty big crowd. They're packed this side of the field today. So we're in the crowd today again. So that's lovely. Sitting in amongst the folks. And we get to the Journey Homes Halftime Show. Building your future together. To view floor plans, testimonials, take a virtual tour, go to journeyhomes.com. 6-0, Dayspring Christian at halftime. A touchdown with 12 seconds to go in the half. I didn't see on the far side of the field. The numbers are hard to see. Didn't see who got in. And the official scorer up there has no idea either. So I think it might have been Logan Clark, but I can't tell you for sure. But it's 6-0 here. Can't read the scoreboard and hard to read the players' numbers today. So sometimes it's what you get in high school football. 6-0, though, for DCA in this one. As we talk about these two teams here, Dayspring Christian trying to win their fifth of the year to go to 5-4 if they can do that. Number 11 in the consensus RPI, and tomorrow Chas is going to come out with the playoff matchup. So Chassa.com, Chassa Now. Be able to get those. Chassa Twitter, too. You can grab those at tomorrow. For Sedgwick County, they're a team that's not going to be in the playoffs. Well, that's not true. They're 17 right now. Could they move up a spot against the 11? They could, even if they lose here today. So we'll see. Sedgwick drove all the way down in the final minutes, or final minute, I should say, of the first half and got down to inside the 20, inside that Paul Dobenbarger Shelter Insurance red zone. And they were held out. So 6-0 Dayspring at halftime. We'll come back in a moment. More of the Journey Homes Halftime Show here from DCA. Back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TVK Bank, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Back here at Dayspring Christian High School, it is halftime. Continue with the Journey Homes Halftime Show. If you guys did not catch the scores last night, we'll get the rundown of those real quick here for you. I've got a couple segments left in the halftime show here. It was Highland and Manuel last night in a wild one. Manuel comes back and wins at 36-34 in the last moments of the ball game. So that's it for the Huskies this year. They'll end the 24 team in 1A. Platte Valley, that was our game last night in Kersey. They rolled Prospect Ridge Academy 46-6. And end the season 5-4, first time in 17 years that Troy Hoffman's Platte Valley Broncos not going to the playoffs. Classical Academy in Elizabeth in a great one in 2A last night. The number 1 against the number 7. And a mild upset. Elizabeth beats the Classical Academy. They were undefeated, Classical Academy was. And in that mix was the that big opening day win against the Eaton Reds. And Elizabeth beats TCA last night 15-14. So Elizabeth 8-1, Classical Academy drops to 8-1. TCA goes to the 2 now, and the consensus RPI Elizabeth drops a peg to number 6. So number 1 in 2A is Delta, number 2 is TCA, and number 3 is Eaton. Fort Lupton beat Faith Christian last night 34-21. D'Evelyn won their conference, 33-0 win over Valley, and picks up win number 6 in a row for Casey Doss's club. 42-8, they roll Sterling last night. Roosevelt beat Thompson Valley in 3A action to remain number 1. 42-12, they won that one. Thompson Valley drops a peg from 10-11. Mountain View and Severance last night. Mountain View bows to Severance 19-6. So Jeff Van Winkle's team moves to 3-6. They're the 21 seed, 5 spots out of a playoff spot. Frederick and Meade, they played last night in a crazy game. 35-34 was the final there. Frederick came back and got the win. So the Warriors beat the Mavericks. Mavericks will end at number 19, it looks like, and Frederick's going to get in with a 9 seed. 4A games, remember, 4A and 5A, 24 teams make the playoffs. So an extra 8 clubs compared to the smaller divisions. Monarch beat Silver Creek 31-21 last night, and they are right on the edge. Monarch 24, Silver Creek drops to 25, so two teams still trying to make the playoffs with a regular season game left in hand. Windsor last night, they win 21-14 against Grand Junction Central. So Windsor's the 17 now, looking like a solid playoff spot, but on the road in that first round, and Grand Junction Central the 22. It was Skyline over Greeley Central, 56-7 last night. Skyline moves, actually dropped a spot in winning the game, and is number 15 in the RPI. And other games last night in 5A, Fort Collins and Boulder. It was all Matt Yems. Fort Collins Lampkins get their second win of the year, 33-6. And Fossil Ridge, who is playoff bound, they whipped up on the Pooter Impalas last night, 38-6. Got to talk to Coach Fulton this morning on Preps Rewind, and that's a dangerous team heading into the playoffs right here. All right, we'll come back and get into our final segment when we come back of the Journey Homes halftime show. 6-0 DCA in front at halftime. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back out to Dayspring Christian High School today, where the Eagles here on their home field have a 6-0 advantage over Sedgwick County at halftime. Eagles, they came in number 11 in the consensus RPI, so good spot for them. Talked with Benny Fusco on Thursday on Clark and the coach and said, you know, is there any chance that you guys could leap to the 8th spot? And he said, no, we're figuring they're going to be on the road for the playoffs, at least for the first round. So we'll see exactly what that looks like coming up. But 4 minutes, what do we got? About 2.5 minutes until we get to our second half kickoff in this ballgame. 6-0, Dayspring Christian leading over Sedgwick County in this one. All right, we'll come back in a moment. Second half, the J9 Agency's second half kickoff is right around the corner. Back in a moment with that. That's all for the Journey Homes halftime show right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
CNH Solutions in Alt prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit CNHSolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Alt, a proud sponsor of Highland Husky Athletics.
Hi, this is Mark Larson with State Farm Insurance. Football is here, and I couldn't be more excited. I'm a proud graduate and supporter of UNC Athletics. The games, the student athletes, the coaches, the university, all of it. But what I love most is they represent our community. My team and I with State Farm are about community. We care about this area, and we'd love to help you with your insurance needs. Auto, homeowners, renter's insurance are all lines we specialize in and would love to learn more about you. Call us at 356-8700. Go Bears! Go community.
Martin Marietta is the leader in the construction and heavy highway industry throughout Northern Colorado. We are hiring for several different positions, including asphalt and dirt crew equipment operators and laborers, as well as Class A and B CDL drivers and heavy equipment mechanics. If you are looking for more than a job and are looking for a career, go to martinmarietta.com/careers. Benefits include medical, dental, and vision, paid holidays, PTO, flexible spending, 401k, and pension. That's martinmarietta.com/careers or call 720-281-1274 to have an application sent directly to you.
Hey, how does this sound? A&W's juicy signature Papa Burger, crispy, golden fried onion rings, and the zing of spicy Papa sauce for dipping. We'd say that has a nice ring to it. The Papa Burger and onion rings combo, always at your local A&W.
Stop by today and get your delicious Papa Burger combo at A&W in Eaton, located just off Highway 85 on the north end of town. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. A&W Eaton. Limited time only. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
All right, welcome back here to Dayspring Christian High School, Braselton Field, home of the Eagles. And the Eagles with a 6-0 lead here at halftime. Got a touchdown with about a minute to go. We think it was Logan Clark who got in the end zone, but... could have been one of the Kales. Could have been Peyton Coleman. Don't know. They kind of all gathered up, went to the end zone, and by the time we had to go to break, they were kind of unpiling. So, anywho's. And then I went up and asked the official score, and he has no clue. So, nobody here seems to know. But it's 6-0. Dayspring Christian in front here at halftime, and Sedgwick County's going to get their hands on the football first to start the second half as they bring it out to the 40-yard line here. Our J9 Agencies. Second half kickoff coming up here to get things rocking and rolling. Handshake may not go as far as it used to, but the J9 Agencies it does. Call the J9 Agencies and Terry Gertsch. Your insurance needs at 970-396-6426. That's J9 Crop Insurance and J9 Insurance, the J9 Agencies. All right, here's the kickoff. They go with a little onside kick taken up at the 50-yard line. And that's where they will go to work. Tate Rehnquist was the up man to put his hands on the football. So not sure what that was about, but they Ball will get that onside kick there was that failed. Will give Sedgwick great field position to start here at the DCA 48-yard line to begin the play here in the second half. So this defense for Ben Fusco's club, Todd Welch and company, really good in the first half. Just that last drive by Sedgwick, really. But they ran out of real estate and ran out of time. Carlson on first down from the 48-yard line here. He wants to throw the ball on first down. Right down the middle of the field, and that's incomplete. Are they going to get a flag on this? Are you kidding me? Wow, that's a bad call. That ball was totally uncatchable. If they go holding, maybe. But there's no way this is pass interference. You could get him for holding. Nah, that's a terrible call. That ball was not catchable. Not even close. So it is going to be a first down. It'll be a 15-yard penalty, but that's just a bad call. So they'll put it down at the 33-yard line after they run this off. Wow. Yeah, that's just a bad call. You got to be able, the ball's got to be in the vicinity of the receiver before you can call that. And it wasn't here, so they'll mark it down to the 33. That's a first down here for Sedgwick.
After the penalty, the ball will be placed on the 33-yard line, where it'll be first and 10, Sedgwick.
First down for the Cougars, 33-yard line of the Eagles here, 6-0 DCA in front. Just the start of the second half here on a gorgeous day in Greeley. Left-hand give here, and this is Molinar, who takes the football. Molinar, I should say. Let's get that right.
Tackled by Ezra Kale for Dayspring.
Brady Molinar, M-O-L-L-E-N-D-O-R.
It'll be second and 9.
Remember when Harry Carey used to spell all the names, and then he'd spell them backwards? That was always fun. All right, 32-yard line. It is second and about 8 here. 6-0 Dayspring in front in this football game. Carlson here set to go now. Here's the look and the give on the right-hand side. It's Molinar again who takes the handoff and takes the football down to about the 25-yard line, maybe the 26, before he's hit there. So it is 6-0 Dayspring in front here. It's going to be third down and about 4 for Sedgco. Sedgwick trying to end the season with a win here and go to 3-6 on the year. A win, they're sitting 17 in the RPI. That probably gets them in. Off the right-hand side, and again, it is Molinar, the freshman. That's a big freshman, too. Takes the football down to about the 25-yard line. So fourth and 1 coming up. This has not been something in the wheelhouse today for Sedgwick. They've not been good on third and fourth down today. All right, 24-yard line. They need 23 for a first down. See if they go to Molinar again. Nope, keeper up the middle, and that's a first down. So Carlson, the sophomore quarterback, takes it for a couple. He needed only one. Got a couple. They're down inside the 20. Where are they going to put this? Right on the 20-yard line. That Paul Dovenbarger, Shelter Insurance Red Zone. And it is a first down coming up here from the 20-yard line. All right, set to go here, and Jackson on first down. Carlson is stopped in the backfield. It's a good defensive surge that time by the Eagles. So we get down to 9 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter.
A.J. Soucy.
There's A.J. Soucy jumping in, getting a tackle on the play.
They gave him a yard on the play. It'll be second and 9.
They gave him one 19-yard line. Going to be a second down and 9 here for Sedgwick County. Jump on ChassaNow.com tomorrow or Chassa Twitter. Find out where the Eagles are going to have to travel to for their playoff game coming up here next weekend. Carlson second down and 9 for Sedgwick. Can they get on the board here? Left-hand side spins out of a tackle now. Carlson still on his feet and finally dragged down. Nice job defensively. Elijah Martin The freshman was right there to make the tackle. And a gain, he goes down to about the 16. So it's going to be third and six coming up here for Sedgco.
Ball will be placed on the...
The Eagles scored with a couple of minutes left in the half, then Sedgwick County went all the way down to the 20, and time ran out on them before they could get in the end zone. But that was it, a game in the first half where there were just a lot of stops, some punts and some turnovers on downs. 16-yard line here, third down six for Sedgwick County, and a timeout. Coach Michelle wants a timeout to talk about this. We'll step aside, come back in a moment. Right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. All right, back here at Dayspring Christian High School, third down six coming up here for Sedgwick County. 6-0 DCA in front. 8 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Dayspring trying to make it a 5-4 plus one on the win column here at the end of the year. And get to the playoffs with a little bit of momentum. They won 60-20 last week against Caliche. Throw down the middle of the field. That should have been caught. Boy, oh boy. Dropped a touchdown pass there. So Molendor, the freshman, that was right in his mitts. And he comes away without it. So it's going to be fourth down now, fourth and about six.
That will bring up a fourth down.
And the Eagles still holding Sedgwick County out of the end zone all day. See if they can get there this time. Todd Welch, longtime D.C. here under Ben Fusco, of course. All right, 16-yard line. Fourth down, six here for Sedgwick County. Carlson, the sophomore quarterback, wants the football. Out of the gun, Molendor goes in motion. Carlson with a big rush, going to throw back over the middle, tipped away and incomplete, and DCA is held again. So the Eagles will get their hands back on the football. They'll start from their own 14-yard line when we come back. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Seven and a half to play here in the third quarter at Braselton Field in Greeley. Dayspring Christian Academy High School, 6-0. The Eagles in front. And on first down, Peyton Coleman got about a yard. It's second down and nine here. For the Eagles, they'll send a man in motion. That's Elijah Martin. And where do they go? Give it outside. This is Elijah Fusco outside the 30-yard line or so. Where are they going to put this? Now the 20. It's about the 26-yard line, but move the sticks. And Eli Fusco at 246 yards last week and a couple of touchdowns. Able to get the first down here. Mark it at the 26-yard line. First down here for the Eagles.
Ball will be placed on the 26-yard line. Will be first and 10, Dayspring.
All right, Eagles looking over here at the sideline. Get the call here from Ben Fusco what they're going to do offensively. 26-yard line, first down here for Peyton Coleman. Left side, he's going to keep this one. Got room to run outside the numbers. And Coleman gets about 8-9 yards here on first down. They're going to mark him out of the 35, so short of the first down by about a yard. But it's a 9-yard pickup here. It'll be second down and one. Peyton Coleman, the sophomore, had not had a shot at quarterback this year, but with all the injuries the Eagles have had, and there's some big ones. Zach Freeman out, of course, he had the concussion. Talked to Zach this morning. He could be back if they go deep in the playoffs. Jackson Martin, who was out, he had the collarbone. Jackson can play maybe in week two of the playoffs. And then Isaiah Bryant as well, and there's an injury timeout on the field. So we'll step aside for a sec. Come back. 6:40 to go in the third. 6-0 Dayspring in front. Injury timeout. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. On a third down or second down and short play, they went direct snap to Caleb Kale. It's the first down here for DCA out at the 37-yard line. 6-0 football game. DCA in front right here trying to warm it up for the playoffs coming up next weekend. For all intents and purposes, they will be on the road. Snap back to Coleman here. He's going to run with the football. Peyton up the middle. He's got room to run. Where is this Kale? This is Kale again. So Caleb Kale, as they move Peyton Coleman off the side, and Kale takes the direct snap again. Carlson, the quarterback on the other side for Sedgwick, made the tackle at the 50, but it's a first down. So back-to-back runs for Caleb Kale, and they're both first down runs. First down at the 50-yard line here. Here's Kale again, so they've taken Coleman out. There's Kale down the left-hand side. He's got room to run. Outside the numbers, inside the 40, inside the 35, and out of bounds right at the 35-yard line. That's a 15-yard carry. And Caleb Kale is making this drive. He's putting his stamp on it. 5 minutes and some odd seconds to go here in the third quarter. 6-0 Dayspring in front. Don't forget, when we're done today, we'll get our all-female postgame show, the Norfolk Honor Medal Player of the Game, and our Steamway Florida Ceiling Drive of the Game back to throw here. Looking. Kale's going to throw it long downfield, incomplete.
Pass intended for Elijah Martin goes incomplete. Over
they wanted Eli Martin on the play, didn't get it there. So 5:13, it looks like, up there to go here in the third quarter. 6-0. Dayspring Christian in front. We'll have all the six-man, eight-man, 1A, 2A brackets for you on Monday on Clark and the Coach from 10 to 11. So jump in with us. Left side, Kale's going to keep this. Again, just running direct right out of the Wildcat and takes the ball down here to the 33-yard line. So it's going to be third and about eight here for Benny Fusco's club. Eli Fusco is going to come back, and so is Peyton Coleman here. That's a terrific effort as Caleb Kale comes off the field right here. They used him on five of the last six plays, and he was terrific. Now in a situation where they're more likely to throw the ball, Peyton Coleman comes back in. Third down, eight for the Eagles. 33-yard line here is Sedgco. Coleman gives a handoff right-hand side, and Big Jackson. No, it's Eli Fusco who takes the handoff and goes inside the 30 to about the 29-yard line.
Fusco on the carry off the right side.
So it's going to bring up fourth and a manageable situation here for DCA. Fourth and about three or four.
Brings up a fourth and four. Ball on the 29-yard line.
All right, here come the Eagles, fourth down and four. Coleman pitches out. Fusco, left side, tries to get out to the numbers. He's got the first down. Eli Fusco, 246 yards last week. A couple of touchdowns, and he gets the first down run here down to the 22-yard line. So first down DCA with 4:20 to play. Here in the third quarter.
Ball will be placed on the 21-yard line, where it will be first and 10, Dayspring.
First down Eagles, now just outside the Paul Dobenbarger Shelter Insurance red zone. They go to Bonnell here on the little misdirection pitch, and Landon Bonnell takes the football down. Where are they going to call him out? Boy, the referee got clipped there. He looks like he's going to need
Bonnell
a knee replacement after that. That looks like it hurts a little bit. Where are they going to call him out, though? That's the question.
Got an official's timeout.
Yeah, the official banged up, and he's going to have to walk that one off.
On the
he got run over at the sideline there. So right, it looks like right about the 15-yard line or so. They haven't marked it yet because they've got to make sure the official's okay. All right, he will come out from the injury pile and mark the football here. Put it down where? At about the 18-yard line. So second down and about seven or so. Coleman takes the snap, give it to Fusco again. Elijah up the middle, still battling, still on his feet, and rolls down inside the 10-yard line all the way down to about the seven. And that's going to be a first down for DCA, first and goal.
Jackson Carlson that brought him down.
Would love to make it a two-score ball game right here. Benny Fusco's club would love to get to the end zone.
Ball is
6-0 game.
6-yard line.
Almost a scoreless first half. DCA scored with about 2 minutes to go in a half and then held Sedgwick out of the end zone on the last drive. Snap back. Go to Fusco again. He's got the hot hand, but they hit him hard here at about the five.
Elijah Fusco off the left side for a short gain.
So it'll be second down and goal now.
Sedgwick players.
Just inside the 5-yard line here for DCA. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Eagles trying to go up 12-0 if they can get to the end zone here.
Ball on the 4-yard line.
Thank you to my good friends at Pope Farms. They grow, buy, and sell local. They are Colorado proud. Boy, freshest fruit in the business. Fresh flowers. They've got it all for you. Art, yard art, they can do it all. Roasted chilies. Go down and check those out, too. Just check out everything they've got at Pope Farms, 65th Ave and Highway 34, right, Greeley.
No gain on the play. Tackled by Caden Herons from Sedgwick.
So third and goal, no gain on the play there.
And goal.
Herons made the tackle for Sedgwick, and it's third and goal at about the four-yard line here. All right, Coleman brings him out again. Eli Fusco to his left here. Coleman left side, give it to Fusco. Left-hand side, does he get there? No, he's hit and dropped. May have lost a yard there.
Fusco on the sweep.
So it's going to be fourth down. Central County, I got to say, their defense, when they get defensively into the red zone, they buck up. They're pretty tough.
That'll bring up a fourth and goal.
So fourth down. Ball sits at about the five-yard line here for Ben Fusco's club, and I think he's going to take a timeout. He is. So we'll step aside. 55, think it's 55. Might be 155. Can't really tell from here. But we're nearing the end of the third quarter. We'll come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Trust is not something that's handed to you. You have to earn it. J9 Insurance understands that and has built the trust of Northern Colorado one customer at a time. You're not just a policy number with the J9 Group. You're part of their family. The insurance world can get confusing, but the folks at J9 Insurance help take that confusion out of the process. There is no one-size-fits-all in insurance, and J9 will find that plan that is tailored to your needs. If you're looking to join the team or just need J9 Insurance, call them at 970-834-2009.
Find podcasts of your favorite show, the day's news and sports headlines, and a schedule of what's coming up next at 1310kfka.com. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, Clark Johnson with you back here in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. That's Mario and Destiny Gomez in beautiful Kersey, Colorado. Anything that has to do with water, irrigation, it is Alliance Irrigation. Knocking it out of the park for you. All right, big play here. Fourth down and goal from the five for the Eagles, who lead 6-0. Bigger play for Sedgwick's defense. Here is Coleman to throw. They come to him. He throws right-hand side, incomplete. In and out of the hands that time. On the outside, it was Caleb Kale, and it sails through his fingers, and Sedgwick has held DCA again inside the 10-yard line. Second time today they've done that, and they will take over at the 5 with a 95-yard field in front of them. I think we're at 52 ticks. Might be 152, something like that. We'll see here. 5-yard line, first down for Sedgco. They are 2-6 on the year. Not quite the same club as the days they won 5 straight championships, but here they are, just one spot out of a playoff spot. They come back and win today. That might solidify that. Right-hand side handoff, nothing doing. Nice job by the Eagles defensively there. Right at the 5, no gain. It'll be second down and 10 coming up here.
Caden Herons off the left side for a short gain.
Berthoud and Steamboat Springs playing today. We'll try to get some scores for you here. Fort Morgan and Northfield as well. Northridge and Res Christian go tonight at 6 o'clock. That's a big one.
Where the ball's placed.
Who's going to run second in there to Roosevelt in that conference? Northridge 7-1. Res Christian 7-1. Northridge is the 6 in that consensus RPI, and Res sits at 8. Remember, top 8 in there are going to get a home game. Second down and 10. They're going to give it off on the left-hand side. Not much again. Boy, the defense strong for DCA right there.
Brady Mullender off the left side. Tackled by Logan.
Going to call it about the 10-yard line, so it's going to be third and 5
not
here.
After he gains 5 yards on the play. It'll be third and 5.
Final 45 seconds of the quarter to tick off here. And then we'll be back with our final 12 minutes in this one. When we're done today, get the Altfeed Mill postgame show, Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game, and our Steamway floor-to-ceiling drive of the game. All of that coming up right now. The drive of the game is pretty easy to pick. It's the one big drive that DCA got in the end zone. 6-0 for the Eagles here. Third down play. They try to go up the middle and not nearly going to get there. They needed five. They got about two. Jackson. And it'll be fourth down here.
Jackson Carlson on the...
Yeah, Carlson just kept that one himself, the sophomore quarterback here. Nowhere near the first down, so... And that will do it. We are done with three quarters of football here at DCA. 6-0. Same score we had at halftime here. We'll come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, Sedgwick County going to take over here. I take it back. It's fourth down. They're kicking it away. Went to the Bahamas there for a sec. Oh, nice punt. This one bounced in the 50, and it's going to go all the way down here to the 32-yard line. Boy, that's about a 50. That's about a 67-yard punt. That's a great kick. 62 yards officially. And that's where Dayspring Christian will take over first and 10, leading 6-0 in the ballgame. And we'll see what they do in the final 12 minutes of this one. Thank Alt Feed Mill, of course. Feed Mill Equipment, Supplies, and Service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. That number to call 970-834-2132. 33-yard line. Peyton Coleman on first down. Well overshoots the receiver. Incomplete. Second down coming up here for DCA.
Bring up second and 10.
Look at the college football scoreboard. Georgia number one leading Florida 14-0. Second quarter, early in the second quarter in that one. Oregon over California in a Pac-12 game, 7-3 lead, 14 minutes to go second quarter. Kansas State leading Oklahoma State 14-0. Snap back here. Coleman is in trouble, and he's going to go down. They sack him. Back at about the 28-yard line, so a loss on the play. Louisville is leading number 10 Wake Forest 13-7 with 11:16 to play second quarter. Nebraska and Illinois is number 17. They lead Nebraska 6-3 in the second. UCF over Cincinnati 10-0. That's also in the second quarter. Man in motion here. That's Elijah Martin. And what do we got? Offside into the neutral zone goes Sedgwick County Cougars. And Missouri in college football leading number 25, South Carolina, 7-0. That is late in the first quarter. Finals today so far, Ohio State came back and beat Penn State 44-31. So Ohio State number two, and another penalty here. Did they jump again? Let's see if Peyton Coleman just doing good on the hard count and jumping him offside. So these could be back-to-back here. Let's see. Last one. Referees will get together and talk about this for a half an hour probably. TCU and West Virginia, 41-31. That was the final there. TCU gets the victory. And how about Notre Dame knocking out Syracuse today? It was not a great spot for Syracuse. Number 16 Syracuse, and Notre Dame beats them 41-24. All right, they'll back this one up against DCA here.
After the penalty, it'll ball be back.
All right, 11 minutes to play in this one. Send a man in motion, that's Martin. And another penalty flag. There doesn't have to be a penalty on every play. Here's Martin. He may go the distance. This is Peyton Coleman who's going to run for a touchdown. This is going to be a 71-yard touchdown, but this is coming back. There has been a penalty flag on the last 10 plays, it seems, and there's another one here. Sometimes I just think high school referees just take it into their own hands and call too many penalties. Let the game unfold a little bit. And this one coming back. Peyton Coleman off to the races, 71-yard score, and they'll bring it all the way back. Well, this will be against the Eagles again. So instead of third down at about 14, they're going to have third and 19, I suppose. And now that gives Sedgwick County a chance to look at what just broke down defensively on that play and try to keep that from happening again here. All right, chance to, and here's another penalty. Holy Moses. It looks like the first game of the year right now. And they called a timeout before the penalty, so Ben Fusco at least reaches in, gets the timeout, and keeps that from being another Markov here. We'll come back in a moment. 6-0 DCA in the fourth quarter. Timeout brought to you by TBK Bank. Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, 10:40 to go into ballgame, 6-0. And it will be third down and a country mile here for DCA after a string of penalties here. Peyton Coleman back to throw here. The rush comes on, got him by the jersey, gets away. Throws downfield incomplete. He bounced it into his receiver that time. It'll be fourth down. So they will be relegated to kick here. Thank you to my good friends at the official restaurant of Preps Radio, A&W in Eaton. Check out their Facebook page at A&W Eaton for specials, promotions, and events. Also, if you're in that Eaton area and you want to get over, you want to get your fill of A&W, but you don't want to leave the home, Uber Eats will get you A&W in Eaton delivered right to your home. Here's the kick. Over the head here of the Sedgwick County backman, and they're going to go back and down it way back at the 27-yard line. So that is where Dayspring Christian will go to work here. Rather, Sedgwick County, I should say. So Sedgco will go to work down 6-0. We have a ball game that could come down to the wire here today. Just one score in the game. That was with about 2 minutes to go in the first half of Dayspring Christian Eagles rushing touchdown. All right, put it into the 27-yard line. Clark and the coach tomorrow, 10 o'clock, folks. We'll break down all the brackets for you. Six-man, eight-man, drive it up to the 1A and 2A, and then the following weekend you'll get your 3A, 4A, 5A brackets. All right, here we go. Handoff goes up the middle here. They'll spin out of a tackle and drive it out to the 30-yard line.
Jackson Carlson on the off the right side. Tackled by Bunnell. Landon Bunnell was on the tackle. Plays good for...
All right, so at the 30, they'll spin this one away here.
Ball on the 30-yard line.
Gain of about three in the play. It'll be second down and seven for Sedgwick County here. Nine minutes, 55 seconds to play here in the ballgame. Alt Feedmill postgame show is coming up. We'll get our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game. You can see the Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Week each week up on our website, 1310kfka.com. They go up the middle here, and the big guy taking it off the right side that time. It's Caden Herons, the junior, and he's got a first down. Takes it out to the 39-yard line, so needed about eight. He got nine, first down for Sedgwick County. As we tick down to 9:30 to play here in our ball game. Only one place to go weekdays, folks. Eight straight hours of local entertainment and information on KFKA. Good morning, NOCO. Brian, Gary, Tanner, Schwint start the day with 4 hours with you, 6 to 10 a.m. Then Clark and the coach, myself and Bruce Dick for an hour. And then Northern Colorado's number one sports talk show. It is the whole show. Pass down the middle, down the seam is incomplete.
Pass intended for Logan Edson up the middle is broken up by Caleb Kale.
So Caleb Kale got a hand on it, knocked it away. And it'll be second down here for Sedgwick County. 6-0 DCA in front. Getting a little bit hoarse. I've been talking for three straight hours. Well, added in the hour this morning from 10 to 11. All right, put the football down at the 39-yard line. Second down, they'll spin it left-hand side. Here's a run, and it's the quarterback, Jackson Carlson, the sophomore, who takes it to about the 45-yard line. Going to mark it on the 44. Eli Martin with a tackle and a gain of about five. They need the 49, so call it third down and five coming up here for Sedgwick County. 6-0, Dayspring Christian in front of the ball game with 8 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the game.
34-yard line.
Sedgwick County 2-6 on the year, trying to get to 3-6, end their season that way. Number 17 in the consensus RPI, so they need to climb a spot. Left-hand side, here's the carry. Not much there. Again, Landon Bonnell made that charge defensively. And they take it to the 46, maybe. So it's going to be fourth down and a long three here coming up for Sedgwick. Boy, DCA's defense has been terrific today. Sedgwick County has had a very hard time trying to sustain anything offensively today. Wind starting to pick up here at Braselton Field, and Sedgwick County against that wind right now. Big play for the DCA defense. Fourth down and four right here. Going to throw the football. Carlson will step up and run, and he is going to get there. Yes, first down. Spins it outside, and the Sedgwick brought some fans today on the far side of the field. They're excited to see a first down here. And Carlson picks up about six or seven. He's got a first down to the 48-yard line of DCA here.
Ran out of bounds by Ezra Kale, but not before he got the first down.
So, Sedgwick County kind of hanging in there right now. Still down 6-0. First down at the DCA 48-yard line as we get down to 7 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the ballgame. Carlson comes back up under center here. On first down, where's it go? Pitch it out. Molendor, the freshman, outside the numbers, inside the 45. Good move there, and driven out of bounds down around the 39-yard line. Maybe right at the 40 they're going to call him out.
Brady Molander.
So give him eight there. It'll be second down and two coming up here for Sedgwick.
Ezra Kale and Logan Clark took him out of bounds on the 40-yard line, where it'll be second and three.
We've had four stoppages inside the red zone today, two for each club. DCA wins inside the 10-yard line twice and didn't get in. Now here's Sedgwick trying to come back here with 6:50 to play. 6-0 DCA. Late second quarter touchdown. Give the hand up the middle, and right away they collapse on that runner. Nothing doing up front. The big DCA defense. Herons was the ball carrier, the junior. And he gets nothing. Did he even lose a yard, maybe? No, they're going to give him a half a yard of the play.
Third and two.
So they need the 37. They're on about the 39, 30, well, call it a yard and a half. Third down here for Sedgwick County, and there's no doubt that they're in two-down territory here. 6:15 shows on the Gould Park scoreboard. 6-0 Dayspring Christian. 39-yard line, drops the snap. Carlson's going to have to roll left with it. Can he get outside? He's hit, spun out of bounds, and loses yardage. Well, that one didn't go from the get-go as the ball was snapped to him on the ground. And it's going to bring up fourth down. He lost a couple. It's going to be fourth and about five here. So once again, Sedgwick makes their job a little bit harder on fourth down here.
43-yard line, where it'll be fourth and five.
They need the 38, we'll call it. They're at the 43. So fourth and five coming up, and this is a big one with 6 minutes to go. Because DCA, if they can get the ball back and hold here, can run a bunch of time off this clock. Fourth down, five for Sedgwick County, down 6-0. Carlson will throw, left-hand side, pass caught. Molendor's got it. The freshman's got a first down to the 31.
Brady Molendor on the reception off the left
Brady
side.
Brady Molendor to the 31-yard line of DCA, and that's a first down here. So Sedgwick County refuses to, they refuse to yield to DCA right there. 6-0 ball game still. It's the lowest offensive output of the year for the Eagles, but it is a great defensive showing today. From about the 31, Carlson will keep it. They got him hogtied at about the 30. Give him a yard, maybe two.
Right side off the option.
It'll be second down and eight coming up with 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the football game. We'll have the Alt Feed Mill postgame show coming up when we're done. That is Alt Feed Mill. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service. They're located at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. That number 970-834-2132.
30-yard line where it'll be second and seven.
Second down about eight, just inside the 30-yard line here for Sedgwick County. Can they get down, get in the end zone, and tie this game up? Pitch it left-hand side. Molendor looking for a hole. There's a hold on the outside. Yeah, very obvious holding in the backfield. Peyton Coleman came over to make the tackle on the play, but he was held. In fact, it was Herons who had a hold of him like a professional wrestler out there. And the flag here is going to mark him back 10 yards. So this will shoot him back to about the 39-yard line and make it second and about 17 here for the visitors. Excited to see some of the teams in NOCO this year head to the postseason. We could have champions in a lot of different divisions. Eaton Reds can bring home their third in a row at 2A. Roosevelt looking for a championship at 3A. Loveland doing the same at 4A. Back to throw here is Carlson. Big rush. He'll dump it down the middle. Wide open. Left-hand side, a broken coverage. He'll walk into the end zone.
Pass completed to Jace Emke.
So Emke into the end zone there for the Cougars. And they have tied it at six. And now do they have, according to the coaches, they don't have a kicker. So my guess is they'll line up and go for two. Man, this would be the spot to have somebody that can kick an extra point. But neither team seems to be able to do that. So 6-6 could remain 6-6 right here. Two-point conversion trying for Sedgwick County. See if they can get there. 4:45 to go in the ballgame. Do they get the lead? Snap back. They'll keep it left-hand side. And Carlson did not make it. It's 6-6. We definitely can have overtime today. All right, we'll come back in a moment. 6-6 ball game here. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Well, Emke scores the touchdown for Sedgwick. It's 6-6. Boy, the worthiness of a PAT of a field goal kicker would be great. But neither team able to get there. Short kick picked up here. It's Martin who will take it back to the 45. So good field position for DCA here.
Short kick recovered.
But they got to go 55 yards. They can't kick it. So they have to get all the way down and get in the end zone.
Brings the ball back to the 45.
Maybe they could borrow Bryce Olson from Fossil Ridge, who can kick it about 55 yards. They would only need about 15 yards, and it'd be in his territory. However, at the 45-yard line, DCA will go to work here. 6-6 tie with 6-0 at halftime. Eagles in front. And now we're even with 4:40 left in the ballgame. Here is the play off the left-hand side. It's Peyton Coleman who takes it and will drive the football out here to about the 49-yard line. So give him four. Be second down and six here for the Cougars.
Tackled by Tate Rehnquist for Sedgwick.
Second down for DCA now. Going to give it to Fusco. Here's Eli. He breaks it. There goes Eli. He may go the distance. He'll outrun him. This is a DCA touchdown. There are no flags. And the Eagles on an Elijah Fusco 52-yard blast. They lead. Well, that was a big play for Eli right there. He saw the hole and hit it like a gangbuster. And sprints 52 yards for the score, and it's 12-6 DCA. How about that? When it looked like the game was going to head to overtime, I mean, there's 4 minutes left, but it's been a tough road for either team to get in the end zone today. And Eli says, not so fast, my friend. I'm going to the house. All right, extra point. They'll go for two here. Coleman wants to throw. Now he'll step up. Can he get there? No, he's down. We have our third missed conversion of the day. And it is 12-6 now. Eagles in front with 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll come back with our J9 Agency's kickoff. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the ballgame up on the Gould Park scoreboard. The Eagles have the lead back. Benny Fusco, rather, it wasn't his dad. It was Eli Fusco. Elijah with the 52-yard touchdown run to give the Eagles back the lead 12-6. And then they kick the ball out of bounds, so they'll bring it out to the 35. And that's where Sedgwick County now down six again. See if they can matriculate the field here and try to get back into the end zone and tie things up. I have held out no hope that anybody will get an extra point today. So can they get down and tie it up, though? We'll see. 35-yard line. The Dayspring Christian defense has been good and successful in all but one of the drives today by Sedgwick. And that was the last one. Now can they bow up here and get a victory? Last 4 minutes of the ball game. Carlson's the quarterback, wants the football. He'll give the handoff here off the left-hand side. This is Herons, and he drives all the way down, second effort. Gets him to about the 47-yard line. That's 12 yards. That's a first down.
Right side with a nice run. Good for the first down. Tackled by Ezra Kale.
So first and 10, they're going to call it the 46-yard line here. So gain of 11. Ezra Kale was over to make the stop at the 46. Eagles trying to end the season 5-4, the regular season at least. They're the number 11 seed in the consensus RPI. So they, for all intents and purposes, will be on the road in the playoffs. First down here for Carlson, the quarterback, the sophomore. He's going to keep it off the left-hand side. Can he get outside the numbers? He does, to midfield and into the 49-yard line.
That was Jackson.
That's a gain of about 6 yards.
Off the left side with a nice gain.
Going to back him up and put a knee down at the midfield stripe. So gain of 5. Call it 4. They need the 44-yard line here. So second and 6.
Second and 6.
Down to 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the football game. 12-6. Eagles in front of the Cougars. Second down and 6. Midfield stripe, Sedgwick County. Carlson up under center. Going to pitch it right-hand side. This is Molendor, the freshman. Good cutback by Molendor. He's got a first down into the 42. Big, tall, lanky freshman.
Right side behind some nice
pretty quick,
blocking.
Too, but he's thin as a rail.
Tackled by Elijah Martin.
42-yard line. And a first down here for Sedgwick. Can they get down and tie it up now?
First and 10, Sedgwick.
We'll tick under 3 minutes to go in the ballgame now. No hurry at all for the Cougars. They're huddled up and quite content to let some time slip off the clock here. 43-yard line, first down. Carlson wants the football, takes it. Going to give the handoff. Finally, boy, kept it in the belly, that RPO right there.
Brady Molander off the
Molander off the left side, gets a couple. And it's going to be second down to the 41-yard line now. Second and about 8. 2.5 to go. Looks like a couple timeouts left for Sedgwick. And one, I believe, for Dayspring Christian. 41-yard line, second down about 8 here. Second down and 8. Jackson Carlson wants the football. The sophomore is going to throw here. Rolling right, going to tuck it and run. He'll throw it the last second, incomplete. Nice job defensively there. Jackson Stewart, all 6'6", 215 pounds of him, was in pursuit of the quarterback that time. And Carlson had to get rid of it, and he short-armed it. So now you have third down and 8. And if you're Sedgwick County, you're looking at your final two plays of the game if you can't get a first down here. We think 42-yard line. All right, here we go. Alt Female postgame show is on deck, folks. It's coming up soon. 41-yard line, third down 8. What does Sedgwick do here? going to throw. Carlson down the middle of the field. That's caught. Molador's got a first down inside the 30 and down to the 25-yard line. They've got to get on him. They have found him three times on third or fourth down today, wide open on the outside. It's like when I'm watching Kansas City and Travis Kelce makes 12 catches in a row, you're wondering, why can't they guard that guy? 1:45 to go in the ball game, and now we're down to the 26. First down here for Sedgwick County, 12-6 they trail. Back to throw, going to throw it right-hand side, pass is caught down the middle of the field, and that's a first down all the way down to about the 12-yard line. So first down here at the 12.
Catches the pass over the middle.
Boy, they can't have that conversation coming out of the press box. That looks really bad. Yelling at the referee from the press box. That's just not a good sign. Not good at all. 12-yard line here. Surprised Dayspring Christian doesn't get a penalty for that. 12-yard line here. Chance for Sedgwick to get in and tie the ball game. And now on a run, they sack him. Boy, defense was right there. Nice job, and a timeout on the field taken by the Cougars. 55 seconds to go in the ballgame. The Cougars will have it at about the 17-yard line. They'll have second down here, and we'll come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In Alt prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit cnhsolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Alt, a proud sponsor of Highland Huskies Athletics.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All righty, 54 seconds to go in the ballgame. 12-6, Dayspring Christian in front. But here's Sedgwick County sitting at the 16-yard line. Need to get down to about the 3, looks like, for a first down. So second down and 13. All right, Jackson Carlson, the sophomore quarterback, now out of the gun, empty backfield. Going to throw the football. The middle has been open. Going to throw it right down the middle, and there it is. Catch, and that is a touchdown for Sedgwick County, and we are tied with 47 seconds to play in a ballgame. And now they will go for two. Extra points have not been close today, so, and neither team can kick, so We're going to see here. We're going to take a timeout.
Timeout, Sedgwick.
Yeah, Sedgwick is going to use a timeout to figure out if they can get in the end zone from the two here. And we'll keep it right here. Talk about our Alt Feed Mill postgame show coming up, of course. Alt Feed Mill, equipment, supplies, and service at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. Their number, if you have any questions, what they might carry as far as feed goes and equipment, 834-2132. During our Alt Feed Mill postgame show, we'll get the Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game, Steamway Florida Ceiling Drive of the Game as well coming up for you. So hang on to all that, but I have a feeling we're going to overtime here today. Three touchdowns in the game, three extra point conversions, all failed. And here we go for the fourth one on the day. Dayspring Christian led 6-0 at halftime. Game was tied at 6. DCA took the lead with just 4 minutes to go in the game on an Elijah Fusco 52-yard run. But Sedgwick goes 65 yards in the final 3.5 minutes here, and they are in the end zone to tie it. And here comes the extra point. They can get the lead, or we're going to overtime. What's it going to be? Carlson, let's see if he throws the football here. Back to throw, dumps it out over the middle, and the pass is caught. There's a flag. Let's see if the flag is on right here. Of course there's a flag.
Flag on the play.
So holding against the defense is what the white hat just said right there. No, and he turned around and goes the other way. He goes holding defense, and then he turns around and goes holding offense. So I'm not sure he knows what's going on out there. And so this will come all the way back, 10 yards right there. We knew for a fact you could put large amounts of money. This game was destined for overtime today. And we are going to get there. Bring it all the way back out here to about the 13-yard line.
After the penalty, the ball be placed on the
Sedgwick had the lead for a moment right there, but no. All right. Back to throw, big rush down the middle. This pass is incomplete. And it's 12-12, and we're going to take a break, and we're going to look at overtime in a second. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFK.
37 seconds left.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
K9 Agency's kickoff is a short one. Picked up at about the 38 to get back out to the 42. So Dayspring Christian has 43 seconds in which to try to score here. Have to go 57 yards and get in the end zone.
43 seconds. Ball's placed.
12-12 tie.
42-yard line. We're to be first and
overtime
10,
likely. Same rules as college overtime, except you start the series from the 10 instead of the 25. Left-hand side trying to get out of the backfield there is Fusco, and Elijah, who had the 52-yard run earlier to give him the lead and seemingly the ball game. There carries for a yard. It'll be second down and 9, and Ben Fusco has used a timeout. So we'll step aside. 35 seconds left in the regulation time. 12-12 tie. Back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You want a fast-paced, informative blast of a morning show? Now you have it.
Post, I can't take it back. The internet's forever.
There you go.
All right, I just put it out.
You're in trouble now.
With Good Morning NoCo, Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint will set you up every weekday with the latest in sports, news, traffic, weather, and so much more.
This just in, when you're going into a country that's invading another sovereign country, don't take drugs with you.
Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint, weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
Second down and about 8:35 seconds left. Coleman's going to throw down the middle of the field. Landon Bonnell up in the air. I think he's got the football. It's a catch at the 37-yard line. I don't think the Eagles have a timeout left, but they can get up and spike it if they need to because they'll stop the clock to move the chains. Now the clock is running. Down to 20 seconds to go. Coleman is going to pitch it. Left-hand side, this is Fusco. He'll get out of bounds. So now you have 14 seconds to go. So the likelihood of scoring...
The Denver Broncos, prep sports, and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA Greeley.
He's no stranger to controversy.
I have them as the third best wide receiver core in the AFC West. I don't think Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, Tim Patrick are going to be absolute go to them and look out everybody else, guaranteed 20-yard catch down the field.
And he's not afraid to say what's on his mind.
I said David Roddy would transition into this league and be a big part of this league. So far, so good. First rounder, check. Well done, Brady. The fact that he is lighting it up in summer league is just amazing.
Want a soft opinion from a homer? You've come to the wrong place.
The Hall of Fame should be reserved for one of the greatest of all time, not a bunch of really good coaches. And I respect and love Mike Shanahan, but I don't think Shanahan is in that same class.
Always real, always fair, always honest.
I believed in Drew Lock last year. Sorry, I did. I still think he might turn it around in Seattle. I'll be curious as hell to see what happens there.
The whole show, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
Last play of regulation. No, not quite. We have less than a second. I think 0.8 is left here, but that goes incomplete down the middle of the field. So Sedgwick will get the football. They'll have less than 1 second before we head to overtime. So they've got one play left, barring a defensive penalty, and then we'll get to overtime. Brazelton Field to site here in Greeley today for this one. Dayspring Christian and Sedgwick on a defensive day here. 12-12 tie. Christmas gift for both of these teams, a field goal kicker. That might have ended this game today if they could. Either team would be able to latch onto an extra point today. 12-12 tie, 30-yard line. Here we go. Carlson wants the football, the quarterback. He'll make one ditch throw here. Goes long downfield, but they had a man there, and it's overthrown. And we'll come back with overtime. Back in a moment from Brazelton Field, 12-12 after regulation. DCA and Sedgwick County. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank. Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Friday nights on KFKA mean one thing. High school football. And you need a show that sets the table for the big night. Football Night in Northern Colorado with Kyle Johnson brings you previews throughout the NOCO prep scene, gives insight into key matchups, and more. Fridays at 6, hear Football Night in Northern Colorado presented by Martin Marietta. Then stay tuned for KFKA's Game of the Week at 7 p.m. High school football is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back, Brazelton Field, Dayspring Christian Academy High School. And we go to overtime, 12-12 tie here. Captains will meet at midfield now in the NFL, of course, and college. I think it's after two possessions in both of those. You got to go for two, but that's not going to be a factor here today because neither one of these teams has a kicker. So they will line up and go for two every single time, I think. Just saw one of the players, senior Kevin Lopez on the far side of the field for Sedgwick, kind of practicing kicking. But I simply don't think they're going to try it today. All right, flip of the coin. Let's see who won it. I think they're talking to Sedgwick and saying, hey, you got to make a decision. Sedgwick should take the ball first. And they will. So the Cougars will get the ball first. They'll start it from the 10-yard line, first and 10, see if they can get in. Then DCA is going to get their chance. In a 12-12 tie, and Sedgwick County's fighting for their playoff life. They're number 17. 16 get in. If they lose here today, do they move up? Dayspring's the 11. Do you get a notch on your belt for that? I don't know. It's that crazy RPI mix. A win here, almost certainly you have to think they're going to move up. Saw some teams yesterday move back in the RPI, but those were playing teams that were, you know, paltry numbers in the RPI, just some of the worst in the state. All right, put it down to the 10-yard line. Let's see what Sedgwick. Dayspring goes first here. Peyton is going to give the handoff up the middle here, and they give it to Logan Clark, the sophomore. So I thought I saw that Sedgwick had taken the football, but it's Dayspring with the first chance here from the 10. Clark got about two. Elijah Fusco has been the more successful runner here in the second half. Let's see what they do. Second down and goal from the 8-yard line. Coleman's going to give it once again. Logan Clark outside, and he's dragged down at about the 7.
Logan Clark off the left side.
So it's going to be third in goal another coming up here. Didn't try Fusco again there.
Third in goal.
Got two big boys, too, and Landon Bunnell and Jackson Stewart that you could put over the middle and try to just throw it up high and let him go grab it. Third down and goal, 7-yard line. First chance in overtime. Give it to Fusco, left-hand side. Elijah's hit and does not make the 5. He's down to about the 6. And it's going to be fourth down now from the 6-yard line.
And that brings up fourth and goal.
And now a timeout. Ben Fusco is going to take a break. We'll take a break. Come back in a moment, see what they do on fourth down, their first try in overtime. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We cover more than just games.
He tries to drive for the goal line. Is he there? That's a touchdown for the Reds. Right or true?
Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick talk about the most important matchups in prep sports.
He was a touchdown waiting to happen every time.
And interview the most important coaches.
Head football coach out at University High School, Casey Doss, jumps on.
I think our school culture is really awesome, and I think that has a lot to do with it. And I feel like football's been a big part of that cultural shift.
Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 10 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, back here at Dayspring Christian High School. Overtime, 12-12. Three plays for Dayspring Christian from the 10-yard line, and they're now sitting on the 6. And it's fourth down now. Sedgwick will get their chance next. Big 6-yard play coming up right now. Peyton Coleman's the quarterback. Where are they going to go? And they, oh boy, they jumped early. They're going to be going from the 11 now. So that's a big miss here by Dayspring Christian. 5 yards, put them back at the 11-yard line now. That's a horse of a different color here. Fourth down from the 11.
After the penalty, the ball will be brought back.
If you don't
yards,
get in here, Sedgwick can win it by getting into the end zone. And I did see. Player on the sideline warming up, and he's over there doing it again, number one. That's Kevin Lopez, looking like he may attempt a kick of some sort. Let's see. Here is fourth down. Coleman's going to throw it up in the middle. Jackson Stewart's got it. That is a score. That's a touchdown. And that's the play I called. I said, get either Bonnell or Stewart down the middle and let him go up and get it. And Jackson Stewart makes the catch, the big boy, 6'6", 215. And he's got it was a nice little toss, too, by Peyton Coleman. And from the 11, it's 18-12 now. Boy, I just would be praying, can somebody kick an extra point? Let's see. Nope, they're going to line up and go for two again. Coleman takes the snap, pitches out to Fusco. Eli looking for the end zone. Does he get there? He does. Elijah Fusco gets the two-point conversion. That's like seeing a bald eagle today or an alien aircraft. An extra point conversion is actually good. And in overtime, it's an eight-point game. So now Sedgwick's going to have to score. They're going to have to boot it in from 10 yards out and go for two on the other end. We'll come back with Sedgwick's try in a moment. It is 20-12 and Dayspring Christian in front. We're back in a moment. This is brought to you by TBK Bank, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
How do you do it? Some people read pamphlets, others go online. What works for you?
The Blue Book or visiting knowyourjudge.com.
Voting for judges is extremely important to all Coloradans.
You have the job of voting to keep or dismiss judges. This November, make an informed choice.
Visit knowyourjudge.com and get the simple, impartial, nonpartisan facts.
Sponsored by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the Office of Judicial Performance Evaluation.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Back here at Dayspring Christian, overtime, 20-12. Dayspring Christian on a Jackson Stewart touchdown catch leads. They get the two-point conversion now. 20-12 ball game. Here we go. Second down from the 7 here for Sedgwick. Give the handoff right-hand side, and they stick him at the line of scrimmage. Maybe even lost a yard. It's going to be third down now for Sedgwick County, and they might be down to their final two snaps of the season here if they don't get in and get the two-point conversion.
And then joined by a host of the Dayspring Eagles.
So put the football here at about the, I'm going to call it just inside the 10 at the 9. That was a loss of a couple on the play. Third down and goal from the 9. Have to get in down here in overtime. Sedgwick County down by 8. Jackson Carlson, the sophomore, wants it. Back to throw. Looks. Dumps it out left-hand side. Pass is caught. A defensive hit where? Really hard to see. Down about the two, it looks like. And it'll be fourth down, and Sedgwick is down to their final play. If DCA can bow up right here, they're going to walk away with a Saturday victory in the final game of the regular season.
Short of the goal line, tackled by Elijah
Sedgwick
Martin.
Needs to get 2 yards and then again come back and get a couple on the extra point. Here we go. Fourth down from the 2 yard line for Sedgwick. Can DCA get a victory? They hold them, they win. Gonna throw it, looking, dumping, pass, incomplete, ball game over. Day Spring Christian wins it 20-12. We're coming back with the Alt Feed Mill postgame show in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All righty, welcome back to Day Spring Christian High School here at Braselton Field. Good ball game today, 20-12 in overtime. Day Spring Christian gets the win over Sedgwick County. So from the 11th seed, we'll see what happens with the bracket tomorrow from Chassa. They might be knocked down to a 10. I don't think there's a way they can get to 8 and get a home game, but Ben Fusco, I think, said just as much when we talked to him on Thursday and Clark and the coach. So big win, though. They win 20-12 in the regular season, 5-4 on the season. This is the All Feed Mill postgame show. Feed Mill Equipment, Supplies, and Service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Ault. That number to call, 970-834-2132. Our Norfolk Iron Metal player of the game, Elijah Fusco. Had a big week last week, of course, with the 246 yards and two touchdowns. Had the big 52-yard run to give a momentary lead late in the ballgame to Sedgwick, and then he did after the Jackson Stewart catch for the touchdown in overtime. Had that big two-point conversion as well. Elijah Fusco, the junior from Day Spring Christian, our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. Steamway Florida Ceiling drive of the game, simply, it was the overtime. 10-yard drive, that's all it took. 12-12 tie, you go to overtime. It's been defense all day. What do they do? I said, get Landon Bonnell and Jackson Stewart in the middle of the field and throw a pass and let them go jump up and grab it. What did they do? They threw it to Jackson Stewart. He went up and got it, and it was a victory. That's the drive of the game brought to you by Steamway Floor to Ceiling. All right, that's going to do it for us out here. Thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick. Thank you to all for listening along. In overtime today, Day Spring Christian beat Sedgwick County 20-12. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.